I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. That's verses 8 and 9 and 10 of the reading that Anne read for us. But you might well ask, what is this good news? And what makes it good? And why will it cause great joy for all people? Because on the face of it, friends, while the method of communication, you might say, is rather novel, angels coming down, and yes, some very big claims are made when they come, actually the only really recognisable news for these shepherds is that a baby has been born. A baby has been born. And I mean, that's kind of great for the parents and those most intimately concerned. And who doesn't like a baby? Let's be honest. One of the best things here at Elmden Church is when one of our church families produces another one. We had one born just a couple of weeks ago. But why should the shepherds be especially excited by that? Babies happen all the time. And come to think of it, why send an army of angels to give a report on the matter? I mean, frankly, wouldn't Facebook or Instagram or one of those things, would that not be easier? Why did it have to come by an angel? Of course, this is no ordinary baby. No baby is ordinary, but you kind of know what I mean. This is, in fact, no ordinary news that the angels are bringing. This little baby is the Saviour. This is the Lord. This is the promised Messiah. Now that is something worth celebrating. The angels do celebrate. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on those to those on whom God's favour rests." Verses 13 and 14. So what is this good news? What makes it good? Why will it cause great joy for all people? What does it mean, in fact, to say that this baby gives peace to those on whom God's favour rests? Wow, that is some baby. In fact, how is he the Messiah, this child? How is he our Lord, this baby, our Saviour? Maybe. He's a bit smelly. He's a baby. How can these things be? Well, between you and me, I don't really know how much the shepherds actually understand. Yes, sure, they've got this message. This message appears by these rather strange means, but I don't know how much they understand of what it is that they've heard. Though they do get up and they do charge into Bethlehem for a look, so they are doing what they have been told they should do. That much at least has got through. The birth of Jesus, it is good news for them, for us, because in him God took human form. He became like us, though without sin. And this meant that one day as an adult, because of course we have in our head a picture of the baby Jesus, but he didn't stay a baby any more than Jack, our newest church member, born just a couple of weeks ago. He's not going to stay a baby. Of course he's not. We were all babies once, but we didn't stay that way. And Jesus will grow from this point, of course, we know that he does. And then one day, as an adult, he will pay the price of our sin. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross for the sins of the world. What is Christmas about? Well, actually, it's about Good Friday and Easter. That is why Jesus came. That is why Jesus came. It's all about Easter, really. And because through Christ's cross, our sins are atoned for, if we follow King Jesus, our Saviour, our Lord, then when the judgment comes, the Bible says, God will look at us. And it's Jesus' own perfection he'll see. A great cause of joy for all people, for sure. So friends, we can know the fullness of God's blessing, his life and his peace. Do you know it, I wonder? What is not to like or to celebrate about that good news? And therefore, it is no wonder, is it, that even if the shepherds grasp only a tiny fraction of that good news for the world, even if they only get a little tiny bit, just a fraction of the truth, perhaps, even then, in that case, it is no wonder that they get up from their hillside. They go down to the town and they tell everybody they meet. And then when they've seen this baby wrapped in his cloths and lying in his manger and doing all of those things that human babies do, it says they glorify and praise God for all the things they've heard and seen. Verse 20 of the reading. In other words, folks, almost from the highest, the angels themselves, right down to almost the lowest, at least in the eyes of the world, because that's what shepherds were. They're the people you wouldn't let in your house. They're the people you wouldn't want in your town. Those are definitely the people you would not want dating your daughter. Almost the highest. Almost the lowest, and the highest and the lowest, everything in between. The arrival of this baby is an especial cause for celebration, born to be king of the world, Jesus Christ. The Saviour has been born. God is at work with great power and great love, salvation, the best possible news that the world needs to hear. So, I ask some questions. What is the good news and what makes it good? Why will it cause joy to all people? What does it mean to say that this baby somehow gives us peace, peace to those on whom God's favour rests? How is Jesus the Messiah, the Lord and our Saviour? Well, here's another question. Here's another question to put alongside those other questions I already asked, and this one is at least as profound as the other ones are in its own special way. If all of these things are true, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because the angels, they praised God, even the shepherds praised God, and Jesus is wonderful and deserving of praise. So given the salvation that he brings, given the life that he promises, the transformation he makes, the peace that he offers us, if all these things are true, if all of these things are true, and the Bible says that they are, and it gives us eyewitness statements, remember what it says in the reading, Mary treasured up all these things. Presumably ready to tell St. Luke all those years later when he was doing his research, eyewitness statements. We have, I know, in the house this evening at least one serving police officer, eyewitness statements. If you're going to build a case, friends, that's the way to do it. Eyewitness statements. So if all of these things are true, and that is what the evidence suggests, and praise was given from the highest to the least, what would it take to get you praising as well? Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to all on whom God's favour rests. Or as we sang a few minutes ago, come and worship Christ, the newborn King. If you know these things to be true in your heart, and I pray, my friends, that you do, won't you follow Jesus and worship him too? In fact, what would it take, friends, to get you all praising? Because maybe the time has come. Just do it.